Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to this final episode of the Kosafa Show for 2022 as we reflect on another hugely successful Kosafa Women's Leadership Program and highlight some of the good work being done to upskill referees at the Region 5 Games in Lilongwe earlier this month. We'll speak to Alessia Munasamwe, whose project was the winner in the 2022 Women's Leadership Program. But first, let's get the views of Kosafa General Secretary Sude Tome on this year's event and the broader role for women in Southern African football. Sue, thanks again for your time as ever. Can you give us an overview of what the Kosafa Leaderships Program is and where the participants for this year were drawn from?
It's a program that we started last year as an online program because we wanted to make it all-inclusive with participants from our 14 member countries. And it's about grooming ladies, women in football from the football industry, whether it's football association, league, club, journalist in sport, giving them the tools of the trade, so to speak, in terms of from a personal perspective, confidence and leadership, leading a team, and then practical, knowledge and topics on finance and governance and general topics like that to really take them out of their maybe boxes. Sometimes you're the person on the women's desk, and you never get further than that, or you're a receptionist, or whatever the case may be. So, there's a lot of talent out there. There's a lot of good people. Some of our member associations, I think, kind of tick boxes, but it's about helping those women find their voice and add more value to the association or whichever environment they're working in.
Yeah, and I think what's always struck me about it in last year and this year is how the participants can learn from some of the very best in their specific industries and imparting that practical knowledge. Everyone can learn out of a textbook, but hearing people's stories and their experiences is a huge bonus.
Yeah, exactly. And we really have had some experts, in the field of general administration, finance, and governance, the likes of Ashford Mamelodi, and mentors like Fran Hilton Smith, who of course is a legend in women's football. Our own ex-co member Brenda Kunda, who is from Zambia, and has been in the women's football space, owns a club, and her other life is in mining in Zambia. People from the journalistic pathway, from women's football at CAF. So a real melting pot, of experts all sharing their knowledge and their journey as to how do they get from point A to point B where they are now. So inspirational and aspirational.
As we said, this is the second year of the course. So it's really is still early beginnings in terms of seeing attitudes change, with it for women football. But are we moving in that direction, do you think, where federations and clubs and all stakeholders are beginning to see the value in developing women in the game?
I do think that it is early days, which is not to say that we haven't seen, you know, some real gems come out of last year and this year. As part of the course, they work on a project, in the last 4 or so weeks, and then have to present their projects. And three very good, candidates came through this year. One from Mauritius, one from Malawi, and one from the other islands. I can't recall off the top of my head, but some real deep thinking gems are coming through. Have they yet seen the light of day in their own association? Too early to tell. The course this year finished just a couple of weeks ago. But this is an annual thing, so we will be doing it again next year. And one of the things that we will, be doing is to, as we did this year, was to engage the secretary generals, for instance, of the associations, as well as the past participants, to kind of a review, so that, because we believe that it's important that the secretary generals, who are the ones putting forward the candidates, should actually hear firsthand the good points, the high points, the low points, what some of the participants feel they need more of. So I think it's early days. Yes, of course, there are those who will come out of this course and really have found themselves or be bullish enough to take their project and say, look, this is what I've done, and I was the winner, of this year's women's leadership course. I'd like to put this into practical terms. Funding prevailing, or whatever type of course it is, it's up to the participant to hopefully have found that part of themselves, their confidence and their ability to speak up and put themselves forward, which is very important.
If we look at some of the presenters that have been involved this year, Mohammed Sidat's CAF Club licensing, Yvonne Namai, CAF Schools Program, Ms. Karim Goshino, the CAF Senior Manager of Women's Football Development, people at the very top of the continent there. Can we, or is this a program and a project that you would like to see expanded across the continent? Do you see that value in that, in COSOFA almost being a leader?
Yes, because I think, it doesn't have to stop at the boundaries of the COSOFA zone, and I think, we do regularly get shout outs from people from the other zones to say, wish we could do it in our zone. So we would like to be the driver of this. I know that CAF has done a women leadership program last year, but totally different, different topics, and just different, better or worse, but I think there's great value, to be taking this, to expanding it across the whole continent.
Yeah, and you spoke there already about going again in 2023. That's obviously the plan. If people want to get involved within their federations, do they speak to their secretary generals? How can they put their names forward?
Yeah, I think that's because we do work through the secretary generals and say, please, the course is starting, put names forward. These are the prerequisites. Don't just put somebody forward for the sake of it. These are the prerequisites, and important that's the person who's being put forward actually has interest and keenness to do it, which you'll find very quickly if they're not, because there'll be excuses as to why they miss sessions, etc. So I think that's equally important. But if there is somebody, who wants to reach out to us directly, that's also.
And then just lastly, Sue, I think it's worth reminding people, we do speak about it quite often, but it's worth reminding people about the other organizational workshops and programs that CASAFA runs through the year, without going into too great of detail, just for people who perhaps haven't heard us talk about it before. But, you know, CASAFA is so much more than what goes on the pitch and what people see visually through their teeth.
Yeah, exactly. I always like to say that we treat our tournaments as a holistic, with a holistic approach. So it's not just about developing football on the field, obviously with players and coaches, referees, etc., but everything that goes on around the scenes, which is a legacy, a give back to the communities that that host our tournaments. And we run up to 5 different courses around any particular tournament, being administration, which is a 5-day course for sports administrators, that takes them through everything from governance to finance to general administration, and then putting CASAFA in the context of world football, so that people have a sense of belonging as to where their club is in the greater scheme of things. Then we do obviously referees courses always. The objective being there, not only for the referees that are appointed to that particular tournament, but also to unearthing local talent. So we invite always 10 to 15 local referees of a certain standard, and have done very well with promoting of young referees over the last 4 or 5 years. Coaches, coaching courses, be it a D license, which is grassroots, C license. We've done 2 C license courses in South Africa this year. So that's on the coaching front. And then this year we also did a journalist or a media workshop, which was very, very well received. This one being specifically for women, because we did it during the Women's Championship. So there, again, a big need, I think, to be grooming women in the sports journalistic field, or whether it's, a writer, whether it is a media officer, whether it is digital content, etc. It's, kind of all came out in that course. So, those are just, a couple of the initiatives that we do each year.
Alessia Mudasamwe's project on youth development football was the winner of the first prize at this year's CASAFA Women's Leadership Program. Let's get her take on the course and how it could help to shape her future. Alessia, you were a participant in the Women's Leadership Program this year with CASAFA. Give us your impressions overall of the program and perhaps how it's benefited you a little bit.
Well, I would like to thank CASAFA and our federation here to give me such opportunity to be able to learn from the Women Leadership Program. So for me, my experience would be, I've learned a lot throughout the course. So how to be able to be a leader, what problem we can face in football, and how to deal with it, and how to empower ourselves, and how to be able to deal with conflict management, and how to be leaders in women in football. So this has helped me a lot. So I'm already working on myself and how I can improve, in my work, and how I can also help others to improve themselves. So this was quite, interesting for me to learn and, to continue improving.
Yeah, and you were one of the standout participants in terms of your project that you placed forward. Are you able to tell us a little bit more about your individual work that you did?
Well, there was, an individual assignment. So I chose youth development. We had to do like, you know, like an individual assignment on a PowerPoint of 10 slides. So, you know, I put all my thoughts and all my, all my points and everything on that PowerPoint. And, you know, I worked really hard for that. And, it went through and I was selected the top three first. And I got the chance to present my project to all the COSAFA regions and all the members. And also then I was a bit lucky. So, and my project got selected and I was the winner of the individual assignments.
Yeah.
So that was a great experience, you know? So, yeah. And all that we learned and all that we went through the program and what I'm learning every day. So I put that all together and I built up a project and it was successful.
Yeah. Well, many congratulations from us to you on that. There are many aspects to the program. I think it was 14 weeks or something. Was there a particular aspect or particular topic that you found more interesting than others, perhaps?
Communication. I found communication really important because, in football, we need a lot of communication through all the departments to make this run, you know. So if one of us, you know, like communication is the key. So, you know, like this is a vital, important thing that we must, you know, like I found that, you know, for me, it's like the communication throughout all the departments, how it should go and everyone to make it, you know, like a successful project or successful, you know, like staff and everything. So for me, the main important thing would be communication that I learned a lot in and which I'm putting a lot into practice also to communicate throughout all the departments, throughout the federation, to everyone, to all the staff and to keep it going, you know. Communication is really important.
And talking about communication as well, I guess it must have been nice having other participants from all over the COSAFA region, from the different federations there, just to hear their stories as well and hear their viewpoints on things. That must have been a bonus.
That was, you know, like I learned a lot. You know, so, you know, like we're here on a small island and when you get a chance to meet through Zoom to with other countries and to share views, to share your ideas and to share projects. So that was, quite, you know, helpful and interesting for me. And even after the program, we're still sharing our thoughts. We're still sharing our project outside of it. So we are keeping in contact with quite a few, participants there. So the communication is still on.
And just a little bit about yourself, your background, how you got into football.
I was a huge fan of football. I never played football, but I'm a huge fan of football. I watched football every day. And, my cousins and everyone play football. So when I got into football, you know, I was like, this is a chance, you know, like to prove my passion, to prove everything. So then I was dedicated and everything. So then I'm currently working in the technical department. So I'm the administrative secretary of the technical department. I work with the technical director, which is, you know, like in charge of the grassroots program, GDS, women in football, coach education and youth development. So we are all, you know, I have, my main, you know, job description is like, I control all the administrative part of all the technical department. So this is a bit of, you know, what I do at the federation.
And if you kind of look forward and project forward now, do you have ambitions of where you would like to see yourself perhaps in 5, 10, 15 years from now?
I have been appointed from my federation, a match commissioner, which is, I just got recently on a Zoom with now I see myself, you know, like maybe match commissioner at TAF level, and you know, also to improve myself and maybe more opportunities to come, you know, in the future. So why not?
And just going back to the leadership program, would you encourage other women from around the region, if they get the chance in 2023, to do the same?
I would really recommend every woman to go on this leadership program. It's like, you know, you empower yourself, you know your strength, you know your weaknesses, and from there you'll be able to improve yourself, you know. So this is a plus. This is, you know, like, this helped me a lot, and this will help other women.
Great. Thanks so much for your time, Alyssa. I really do appreciate it, and we wish you all the best in your future endeavors. I'm sure at CASAFA we'll be keeping a close eye on your career.
Thank you so much, Nick. Thank you. So I hope I have more chances, you know, to learn from CASAFA and upcoming years also. So this is a great opportunity for me. Thank you, CASAFA, again for it and my federation also. And I hope the best comes.
Lesotho assistant referee Nkobe Mketa is one of the bright young stars of the region when it comes to match officials. As ever, CASAFA gave an opportunity for referees and their assistants to upskill themselves during the Region 5 games in Lilongwe. We chatted to her about the course and more.
Firstly, I was a player. I've been playing football. And then during the duration of me being a player, I got a yellow card and I was very angry. I was given the yellow card by the lady. Then I said, maybe I should take this career so that I could give the yellow cards. Then from there, there was a man who is working at DIFA. He encouraged me to apply for the career of being a referee. I did apply it and we were called for the basic course. From there, I got the certificate and I was entitled to be the referee. Being angry to be given a yellow card and decide to be a referee, I think it was a good idea for me, because now I've learned that I was given that yellow card for the right foul that I've committed. It wasn't a mistake. I would say my dad was very happy to see me as a referee, because when I was a player, I would come home having injuries and he had to take me to the hospital by medication. So he believed that me being a referee, I won't get injuries. Hence, that's the outcome. Mr. Soro Pasan is now in the World Cup. He's very good. He encouraged me to do the good things like training. How should I eat? How should I handle myself? The life I should live. I should not just live any life that everyone lives. I should conduct myself, because I chose this career. I'm not just a particular person, but now I'm a referee. Definitely the things that I was doing in the past, I have to change them so that someone who sees me should see somebody who is entitled to take big decisions, a referee. Let me say, I thank Mr. Felix. I thank him a lot, because when he reached in Lesotho, I never thought I could be this far. But he picked me from local. Then he saw the potential that I have that I never knew before. Then he picked me. Then here I am, being in Malawi, moving from my country. Here I am. Being in class, discussing clips, listening to our instructors, local and the ones who are from the country. I've learned a lot of things that some of the things I thought I know, and I thought I was doing them better. But being here, listening to them, I had to change my mind. I had to think better. Then I saw that the things that I thought I knew, that they're not the same way that I thought I know. I took all the things that I learned from the class. Then we had to apply them, implement them in the field of play. That is the practicals that we did in the field. And hence why I say I want to thank all the instructors that who contributed to the outcome of me now. We did all the new laws that were implemented in our country. But the way they were described here, it was different. And the way the instructors, because they were from different instructors who could say much better, unlike the ones that were used to their tone when they were tracking. Like, for example, Mr. Felix said, we should increase speed when you're holding a flag, because that is what we do in the field of play. We cannot run without flag in the field of play. You increase speed holding your flag rather than without a flag. You apply the eye contact with your referee. Shouting isn't in the way of communication, or using your flag in the way of communication. You give others chance to apply their authority in the field of play. Everything that we did physically and technically, they did help us a lot. Being given this opportunity to spend the entire 5 days in the course, We thank COSAFA. We thank our instructors. We promise that whatever that we have learned, we are going to implement it in the tournament to produce it to be a fair play for every team. And the tournament will be a success. Having given this opportunity to be in the class, to implement the laws practically, this is going to be a fair tournament. I said to COSAFA, we thank them for the recruitment that they did, that is developing us from local to this stage where we are. We thank them for giving us the opportunity to move for our country, to implement the laws that they themselves are teaching us here. We promise them that we are very encouraged. We are going to implement. We are going to work hard to make it a success. We thank COSAFA a lot.
That's it for our final podcast of 2022. Thanks to the many thousands of you who've listened to us over the last 12 months. We'll be back in 2023 to keep the ball rolling. Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on Soccer Aduma Radio, COSAFA.tv, Spotify, and iTunes. You can also get the latest news via our website at www.cosafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Goodbye.